This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Turkey's Supreme Court has ordered a rerun in Istanbul after the country's authoritarian leader refused to accept the results. A close look at the available data, however, shows that not only that electoral irregularities can't explain the ruling Justice and Development Party's defeat, but in fact the irregularities that took place predominantly benefited the ruling party. The White House is considering including mandatory nationwide E-Verify in its proposal to reform the legal immigration system. E-Verify checks citizenship status of workers. Currently, it is a voluntary tool for employers. According to one study conducted in New York City, about half of ride-hailing drivers, like those for Uber and Lyft, are supporting families with children, yet their earnings are so meager that 40% of all drivers qualify for Medicaid and another 18% qualify for food stamps. Uber went public with disappointing results. Facing attacks accusing him of seeking foreign assistance for Trump's re-election campaign, Rudolf Giuliani announced that he had canceled a trip to Kiev to push the incoming Ukrainian government to press ahead with investigations that he hoped would benefit Trump. Weeks before pivotal elections for the European Parliament, a constellation of websites and social media accounts linked to Russia or far-right groups is spreading disinformation, encouraging discord, and amplifying distrust in the centrist parties that have governed for decades. Loyalty programs, as they shift from paper and plastic to apps and websites, are increasingly tracking a currency that can be more valuable than how much you spend, personal data. Experts say they are a honeypot for hackers. By 2029, 80% of middle-income seniors, defined as between the 41st to the 80th percentile in terms of financial resources, will have less than $60,000 a year in income and assets, not including equity in their homes. Yet the estimated cost of assisted living plus out-of-pocket medical expenses will hit $62,000 or higher. More than 100 of the country's remote hospitals have gone broke and closed in the past decade, turning some of the most impoverished parts of the U.S. into what experts now call health hazard zones. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.